Chazar zeichen es bach gezo shlag mit hilme sagen warum darf nun vor wir hilme nemish muss der Tommy person would only be chai for entering the Azara while Tommy if he enters the area which is 187 by 135 amos meaning the entire area interior area of the Azara. Similarly a brice was told in front of Nachman that said that the Azara was 187 by 135 amos. Rav Nachman said my father told me with regard to this area that the kahana may go and eat kachim in this area. Kachim kala may be shechted in this area and one would be chai for entering this area when he is Tommy. What's the measurement coming to exclude as not being part of the Azara? It can't be coming to exclude the windows and the doors and the thickness of the walls itself because the Mishnah says that those areas would have the Kedusha of the inside the walls. It can't be coming to exclude that the chambers on the side of the Azara because the Mishnah says that these chambers that are built in the non-Kedush but open into the Kedush do have the status of the Azara. And if the Mishnah comes to exclude these chambers and when the Mishnah says that they are Kedush, it means that they are Kedush only the Rabbanon. Fidekim Rabbi says that the Pasuk of Bachatzar Yelmoyed Yechlua comes to teach that these chambers are even valid for a kohen to go and eat kachim there. This means that they're considered to be part of the Azara, even their Raisa. And tomorrow Rava said they're considered part of the Azara, their Raisa, only for eating. However, with regard to being chayyah for going on Tomei, it's only the Rabbanon. Fidekim Rabbi Brisa says, with regard to these chambers that open up into the Azara, Kahana may eat their kachim there, one may not shecht kachay kalim there, and one is chayiv for entering them on Tomei. From the fact that the Brisa said he's chayiv, this presumably means to chatas, which would mean that it's considered to be part of the Azara, even the Raisa. And furthermore, the Brisa says, we may not shecht kachim kalim there. This means that the chambers are not considered part of the Azara. Similarly, change the wording of the Brisa to say, they would not be chayiv for entering those chambers when Tomei. In fact, it's understandable to say that we may not shecht there, even if the Kahana may eat kachim there, because one is only allowed to shecht in a place in the Azara from which he can see the entrance to the Yomayot. However, why would he would not be chayiv for going there when Tomei? And from the Brisa must even be talking about a place from where the entrance to the Yomayot can be seen, because we already know that the Shechita can only take place where the entrance to the Yomayot can be seen. Therefore, it must be that the Brisa is teaching that even if the entrance can be seen from these chambers, still the Shechita cannot be done there, because it's not considered to be not considered to have the Kedusha of the Azara. For that same reason, we can say that the person who goes there when Tomei will not be chayiv. Fact number, this would suggest that eating of kachim does not have to be in a place in the Azara from which the entrance of the Yomayot could be seen. However, Raisa says, Rabbi Yosi, son of Rabbi Yehuda, says that two doorways were put into the chamber of the knives to allow that the entrance the Yomayot could be seen from them, so that it could be permitted to eat kachim there and shecht over there. And Fact number, Ravina said we have to remove reference to eating kachim from the Raisa. Fact number, Moshe told Aaron to cook the meat at the entrance of the Yomayot and eat it there. This shows that eating must be done in the place where the entrance can be seen. And Fact number, that carbon was brought in during the time of the Chanukah Mishkan, and therefore we can't learn from over there for other karbanas. Sakmar Vaitar of Yitzchak Bar of Udimi said, how do we know that the blood of a carbon becomes pasul at sunset? It's based on the pasuk of B'yoy Makriva Yezivcha Yeyochel, which teaches that on the day that the animal is shechted, his blood has to be offered, not on any other day. Sakmar, this pasuk needed to teach that a shlom can be eaten for 2 days and a night, and therefore not available to teach us. Mar says, we can learn this halacha from the extra word Hakrivoy. Sakmar, maybe the pasuk should be understood as saying that if the blood is offered today, the meat is eaten today and tomorrow. If it blows off tomorrow, the meat is eaten tomorrow and the next day. Mar says, for that, the pasuk would not have said zivchoy. The word zivchoy teaches that the blood may only be offered on the day that the animal is actually shechted. Zok tomorrow, right? If during the avoidance of a shlomim, the one doing the avoid has a pigul intent to eat the meat on the night following the second day, Chizkiah says the carbon is valid because the meat does not have to be burned as noiser until daybreak of the third day. Rabbi Yechanan said it's pigul because at the night following the second day, it's already also to be eaten. If someone eats the meat of a shlomim on the night following the second day, Chizkiah said he's potter from bringing a chatas for eating noiser because the meat does not have to be burned as noiser until daybreak on the third day. Rabbi Yechanan said he's chai because the night following the second day is already also to be eaten. There's a braisa that says that could be Yechanan. Zakhmar Brisa says we would think that a shlom may be eaten on the night after the second day based on logic, just like a carbon that may be eaten for 1 day may be eaten the night the following that 1 day. So to a shlom which could be eaten for 2 days is allowed to be eaten during the night following that second day. The pasuk therefore says v'hanoiser ad yoim, which we darshan to teach that while it's still day it may be eaten, but not once it's night following that second day. We would think that it should be burned as noiser immediately after the end of that second day based on logic, just as a carbon that may be eaten for 1 day and 1 night is burned as noiser as soon as the period for eating it has passed. So to a shlomim which can be eaten for 2 days should be burned as nicer as soon as the time for eating it has passed. The pasuk therefore says, "By yom hashlishi bo'eshi sareif," which we darshan to teach that by yom during the daytime it's burned, not during the nighttime. Zokt, the next mishnah, the Bechor, Karban Meiser, Karban Pesach, all are kachim kalim. They can be shechted anywhere in the Azara. Their blood requires one application as long as it's on opposite the site. There's different halachas with regard to their consumption. The Bechor is eaten by Kahanim. The Meiser can be eaten by anybody. They may both be eaten anywhere in Yerushalayim, prepared in any manner for 2 days and 1 night. The Karban Pesach, only eaten at night, only eaten until Chatzos. It's only eaten by the people who registered to be part of that group, and it's only eaten roasted. Fechma, who's the Tanna that says that the blood of a Meiser and a Pesach are thrown onto the Mizbech like the blood of a Bechor? Rav Chisda said, Aglili in a Braisa who learns this halacha from the fact that the pasuk regarding Bechor says damom and chalbom in the plural rather than singular. How do we know that it has to be thrown opposite the Yesoid? Rabbi Loza said, we learn this from Gzeirah Shavah, from Oila, and we learn Oila from the pasuk of Al Yesoid Mizbach Oila. In fact, if we're learning from Oila, why don't we say that it also requires two Shtayim Shem Arba? Abaye said the pasuk says Saviv by Oila and Saviv by Chatos, which is two psukim teaching regarding the same thing regarding multiple applications, and we have therefore we can't learn from there to other places. What about according to the view that we do learn when you have Shtayim Shem Abam Keachod? And from there, the pasuk says regarding the Oshem as well. It also says this. Now we have three psukim that are saying the same thing, and when you have three psukim saying the same thing, everyone agrees that you can't teach from there to other places.